Hello, everybody. Welcome to week six here of the Troy Trojans boys locker room chat with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt of the Troy Trojan boys. And coach, right now on the season, 7-2, only have taken two losses. One of your losses there last week on Friday against Marhill Mount Academy, a team that has yet to lose a game in their classification and even went toe to toe with a very good Valley Falls team. So what can you say about that loss first on Friday, just 65-56?
I really thought the boys battled pretty hard. We had a very good start, kind of jumped on them early, and then our offense got kind of stagnant there in the first quarter and second quarter. Second quarter was definitely our lesser of the four quarters. Then we got to halftime, and I think we were down by eight or so. We went on an 8-0 run and ended up taking the lead. And I think really, you know, when you get yourself in a little bit of a hole, using an awful lot of energy coming back into a game. And so after that, we kind of struggled. Like I said, we were stagnant, and we were stagnant a couple different points in the game. So it was more of a game of runs, really. And we got down. We had some foul trouble. Jack Hartman had some foul trouble, and Marhill is definitely a very big and tall and strong team with some of the guys they got on the inside. And so when you leave out one of your two main post players, we got an awful lot smaller. And, Jack got in there and he played really, really well when he was in there, but, just picked up some fouls and that got us in trouble a little bit. But when we did play small, tried to use our quickness to our advantage late in the game, we pressed and that helped quite a bit. We were actually down one when Jack fouled out, and then we missed a layup late that would have cut it down to a 3-point game with just a couple of minutes to go. And they finally broke the back end of our press, and we didn't rotate correctly out of that. So when that happens, you give up some layups at the end. But overall, I was really proud of how the boys played and battled, and you know, Marhill is a pretty good team. I mean, they defeated Valley Falls and, haven't lost anybody in their classification yet. And so that was, I guess we'll say a moral victory. It was good to see us go against a really good team and perform well.
Still have some good scores in that game. Blivens with 11 points, Steiger 13. Bo even got there on the board with 12 as well. So good scores from that one. And then your team, you know, you talk about the moral victory. Your team had a lot of, you know, a lot of hunger in them to go out and get a big time win. And they did yesterday against Jackson Heights. They won 50-18. Big time scores from Steiger with 12 points, Bo with 10, Hartman with 10 points. Just great there. Already off to a hot start here in this Thunder Classic, which here does continue tomorrow on 103.9. KNZA, catch that with Brandon Tatman on the call on the radio. But again, coach, so already off to a great start in this tournament. What's it going to take to continue that start as you're going to be facing a very tough Nemo Central team that right now is 10-0 on the season?
I mean, we had kind of a slow start against Jackson Heights, and then picked it up, finally started finishing. That was our biggest problem, is we can't miss those little bunny easy layups at the beginning of the games, because you look back and you need those few points down once you get into the third and fourth quarter. But we pressed a little bit, pulled it off eventually. It was broken a couple times and kind of mixed it up and trapped in the half court and tried to do a variety of things. But they ran a 1-3-1 against us, and that of course makes players think a little bit. And so when you get players to thinking a little bit, it definitely slows down their offensive production. And so, I mean, that's why we tried to pick up the pace and press and trap and do some of those things to make it a game that's more of our speed, right? But in the end, we finally settled in and got a little more comfortable and got it closer to our pace of game. So that was a good win. But then on the other hand, you know, you are rewarded. You got a chance to go to the championship game. But we definitely get to play a powerhouse in Nemaha Central. And they are very long and tall and athletic. And they really push the floor well. They get the ball up and everybody's running their lanes. And they run a good transition offense. So that's number one priority. We've really got to get back and play defense. When we're in the half court, I like our chances better. I think our half court offense, our defense is probably better than running any press. And by the end of the season, if you're going to make it very far, you're going to have a good half court defense. So, I'm interested to see how that goes, but, they're heist. They're going to give us some trouble. So we're going to have to mix things up a little bit. They've got kind of a three-quarter court press, and they got a very long, tall guy up top there. And like I said, their length is something that you can't replicate in practice. We're not necessarily a very big team, as I mentioned before, with our shortage of posts. But I think the guys are really up for the challenge. I mean, this is one of those powerhouse teams that you want to play, and you look forward to the opportunity to try and beat somebody of that caliber like they are, and they're well coached and they're very well disciplined and they don't make a whole lot of mistakes. So I think we're really excited for the chance and the opportunity and you just go out there and do your best and whatever happens at that point.
The opportunity to take down a big time powerhouse team in the Nemaha Central boys. Again, that game on 103.9 KNZA. Catch that call with Brandon Tapman. Coach Jonathan Rodvelt, thank you as always for joining us here for week number 6 of the Troy Georgian Boys Locker Room Chat.
Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat.